All right, thank you for tuning into this segment. I am going to jump right in. So I'm going to be speaking with you today about their kings have already fallen. You are one move away from your ultimate checkmate. And I felt inspired to come and share this because I know a lot of you have been getting in position and have been putting in the hours, putting in the work. And some of you over several years, have been doing this, and some of you several months, several weeks for sure. And you've been leveling up in some significant ways. And but not seeing that the checkmate has actually already taken place. And just like in the game of chess, you have to already see the checkmate before you can call it. Anytime I'm doing industry disruptions and dominations on a certain level, I can already call it and say the kings, your kings have already fallen. Now we can be kings and queens together. We can play this out in a different way, but I already got you. I've already got you surrounded. There's no way out of this here. Your kings have fallen already. So it's just a matter of just accepting that, and let's see how we're going to move forward from here. No need to try to be a hater. No need to try to compete in a different type of way. I already have you. And that's not a cocky type of expression. It's a knowing, it's a confidence, just like when you're playing the game. When you have someone in position for checkmate, sometimes there's opportunities that they can get out of those positions. You've seen it. How many times have you seen a game of chess be played, or maybe you've been playing it, and you get in position to checkmate, and somehow that king piece moves? But when you set up for an ultimate checkmate, that means that no, there's no other options here. And this is where you have to already see that their kings have fallen. It's a reverse engineer process, reverse engineering process. This is not self-fulfilled prophecy or anything like that. Not trying to imagine something that's not actually supposed to take place, okay? When you know that you've been leveling up in a certain way and the game is yours, because even though in the online space, in business or so, there's opportunities for everybody to win. And that's the way that I play. I always try to play for the win-win. But sometimes there comes a point where someone is going to have to be, if you want to call it, above in a sense, in terms of setting new industry standards so that a new way can be carved out. But it's still setting up the win-win. But sometimes there's only that one spot for something signature, even if it is for a moment, that another person has to arise to be in that position so that some things can change. But everyone can still win. But when you do have individuals that want to be competitive, so to speak, there's sometimes, that checkmate has to happen on a very dominating type of a very dominating type of experience. Because they're not interested in the win-win for everyone. They're interested in just them winning. And that is not a good setup for the marketplace. So some of you, it's time for you to reign. It's time for you to be in those positions because you're going to be the better decision maker for the whole, not just self-interest, so to speak, but for the whole. So you have to already know that your competitive kings have already fallen. It's your time to be able to step up in the space and reign. Now you better be ready. And I know that you are because you haven't been doing all this work all this time for that not to be the case. But instead of trying to figure it out, because that's where a lot of you are stuck. Instead of trying to figure out how it's going to take place, you just need to see that it's happened. Just like in target practice, so to speak, people see the target already hit. You have to already see it. You have to already know it. And if you know anything about the game of chess, we use this metaphorically, of course, in business and in life. You never know which piece is going to be the one to bring you the checkmate. Not when you first start the game. When you're in the game and you can get in position, then you can see, oh, I got I, this is where I got it. All right. But you're probably trying to figure things out, but the piece is already in place. But here it is. You have to complete it. You got to execute. Because just to be in position and to see it and to call it, you still have to make the move. So yes, you are one move away from completing the checkmate. One move away from completing the checkmate. And then I know some of you are thinking, well, if I'm one move away, what is that move that I need to make when you said I should not be trying to figure it out? Well, the reason why is because you should be in a knowing. The next move should feel natural. If you're looking at a game board, it's just move, right? It's not try to figure out how I'm going to move here. You see it. You've already scoped out all options. When you have your opponent surrounded metaphorically, then you could take any option to make the move. You're just one move away. Make the move. Don't overcalculate it. Don't keep the game going longer than it needs to. Go ahead and make the move. Go ahead and make the move. So if that's an offer, an opportunity that you've been sitting on, or you've been moving it a certain way, but not really the way that you know it could move in the market, this isn't even a time to get repositioned. You're in position. Just go ahead and move it. But maybe you move it with a different level of intensity, a different level of intention. But go ahead and make the move. You're one move away. You're one move away. Now, some of you listening to this thinking, no, I feel like I'm not one move away. Well, this message will be for you at a different time. I have other messages where I talk about your 12 moves away. Or 5 moves away, so to speak, you know. So maybe some of you aren't there yet. But here's the deal. You are always one move away. Because even if you're 12 moves away, you got to make that one move to make the next one move to make the next one move. Sometimes you don't know. Again, the game of chess is not predictable, even though people try to be very strategic. You can be strategic and set up. But you have to be instinctual and intuitive when you are in the game. So all the time, you're not going to know what's going to happen until you are in position and it is clear this is it. But your main thing is, regardless, is that you have to see it. You don't necessarily have to see how the win is going to happen, but you have to already see that the kings have fallen. But you need to have done that really long before you get in that position. And that's something for me that I already know. It's in my default to dominate. But my domination is not for self-gain domination, is to create the win-win in the marketplace so that every business or so and brand gets who they're supposed to get. And there's no misalignment here. But sometimes there has to be someone who comes forward to be able to put that intention out there and to demonstrate how it's possible, right? So I already see things that is taking years, several years to accomplish. I already saw that it was going to be accomplished. I didn't know how, but I knew that it would take place. I was confident of that. Confident of that. So when it's time to get in position, in terms of all the other strategies, all the other concepts or methods or so that have been played, outplayed, then it becomes just a natural thing of, oh, there we are. And it's interesting because when I've done disruptions, Like they come like at a spur of the moment. I'm always powerfully set up, but again, you never know what is going to bring the checkmate. So I can never plan out how that's going to happen. I'm just in the game, just making moves, magnate moves. I'm just making moves. But when I'm in alignment and I see it, oh, I can call it. And huck, I'm not this time. You might have wiggled your way out of a checkmate before. But your kings have already fallen. And now it's just that one step, that one move. And again, like I mentioned, you're already in position. Go ahead and tip it over. What are you waiting on? Well, wait on direction. What to do? Move. Go ahead and see it. See it done. And when you already see it done, then you can be curious that, I see this done. Now let me remind myself how I did this again. And there we are. So you had a little senior moment. You didn't remember how you actually checkmate because you've done it so many times, right? But now you can just remind yourself, oh, okay. And then play that again. Act like it's already been done. But see the kings, they've already fallen. And move your piece. It's already in position. Go ahead and make the move. Go ahead and make the move. So I hope this has been empowering. Of course, I'm going to invite you to check the description for relevant resources, but it is definitely time. You are that one move away, and the move is simply the move is simply to knock that king out. You've already checkmate. You better have called it. And now it's just time to make the move. All right. So again, I hope this has been empowering and valuable. And of course, I look forward to being back with you in another segment. Make sure you follow if you aren't already, and go back and listen to some of the other segments. So that you can continuously be fortified in a very uncommon yet unique way to do consistent checkmating as you make magnate moves, not just moves, but magnate moves. All right. So I will see you in the next segment. Take care and stay blessed.